Okay, injury-wise, to start off with, we got three guys with, dealing with hamstrings, Laurente McCray, Cody Latimer, and Darian Stewart. So that's how we came out physically. Yeah, Mike?
Yeah, Gary, I guess it probably came down to you couldn't finish drives.
Yeah.
In the first half, especially there at the end of the half.
Yeah, I mean, we're really poor in the red zone. You know, I think we got 225 yards at halftime. I think they had negative yardage. And you're up 12 to nothing. So, you know, we had a chance to really do some damage in the first half, didn't do it, and then obviously helped them in the second half, you know, with two turnovers, I think four or five drops. So, you know, we lost the line of scrimmage offensively, in my opinion. So played great defense and just didn't never finish a football game offensively or put ourselves in position to finish it.
The fact that you guys weren't able to rush successfully, I think like 34 yards, did that make it harder on Brock? With look like Mac was just pinning.
Well, I thought Brock in the first half handled himself really good. You know, I mean, we lost the line of scrimmage. You know, I got to go back and look at it. There's no doubt. And we got pushed around. We did not run the ball well at all. They're in our backfield. You know, I think we had 16 carries for 24 yards in the first half. You know, came out in the third quarter. I think we had 4 3 and outs. You know, just. And we drop a few balls, turn the ball over, you know, just added, you know, added to the fact that we were, you know, struggling at the line of scrimmage. So we had many, many chances to get it done, didn't get it done.
Did you sense that the team wasn't right at halftime mentally?
No, I felt good. I felt like we had played, you know, pretty darn good other than the fact that we didn't finish drives. And they had nothing against us offensively. They come out, they go right down the field to start second half, if I'm correct. Okay, and they go down and score. We go three and out. We lost a field position battle in the third quarter poorly. We give up a safety. You know, we get backed up. So, but then we got a couple of nice possessions, had ourselves in position, miss a field goal that ties the game. And then, obviously, the fourth down play, it's going to be a huge play. So, didn't happen, though.
Mac had a great game, especially in the second half. Why was he able to have so much success?
Well, he's a great player. You know, we tried to help a little bit on him. But sometimes when you're back there, you gotta hold up. We didn't hold up very. He played on our left. He played on our right. Played everywhere. He's a great player, and just give him credit. You know, but you know, if we could run the ball and do those type of things, we can help our tackles. When we're sitting there throwing it every down, we obviously didn't help them. So it's a tough duty for them. But you know, sometimes you got to get that done in those situations too.
Gary, you mentioned losing the field position battle in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. Why do you go for it on fourth and five in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left instead of?
Well, just my gut was we weren't doing anything from a momentum standpoint. You know, I mean, we're playing great defense. We're getting the ball back. I just felt like we needed to try to go make a play, you know, and we got the coverage we thought we'd get, and we just don't, you know, we don't make the play. So, now you're right. It's pretty risky, but just the momentum of the football game, I did not feel good what was happening. We needed to make a dang play, so, and we didn't do it.
Yeah, two things. One, C.J. dressed but didn't play.
Yeah. He was there for emergency, Mike. That's basically it. You know, we had to make a decision between bringing Capri up or suiting him. We suited him for an emergency standpoint. You know, he didn't have to play today. That's a good thing, so he should get better this week.
And is there any chance Peyton can start practicing this week?
You know, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but obviously the plan is that we're moving forward. We had some good days last week of working out, doing some drill work, but I don't want to get ahead of myself here and tell you yes. Let me see what, you know, where we're at Monday, Tuesday. Let me see what's going on.
You said last week Brock played young at times. Was today a fair judge of that, where he's holding on too long, or was it just other things were going wrong around him?
You know, I gotta look at it. I think we held the ball a little bit, trying to get the ball down the field, because they played us very conservatively, make us, you know, check the ball down, didn't blitz us, didn't come after us. But I think he did that throughout the course of the first. I think he's 22 or 29 at halftime. I'm not positive. I mean, you know, that's operating. That's doing your job. You know, we just didn't make any plays. You know, we should have scored there right before the half. We had three plays to make, not one. We had three plays to make. Didn't make them all. Didn't make any of them. And then maybe he pressed a little bit in the third quarter. He missed a couple of plays. But he also gave us some great chances. We dropped a lot of balls. You know, I can think of four. So let me go back and take a peek.
Gary, is it an unfair assessment to say this is probably the most frustrated you've been after a game this season?
I don't know. I can only think about today. You know, I don't know about the first 12. It's disappointing because we, you know, we needed to get this done. We were beat up, and we played well enough, especially in the first half, to really control a football game, and we didn't control it, and that's what happens in this league. You let somebody hang around, they make a play or two, and then that's what happens to you. So it's disappointing from that standpoint.
Gary, you still seem to be searching at the line of scrimmage, you said, and in the run game. What can you do this far into the season to repair that?
Well, Jeff, I got to go look at how we played. You know what I mean? I'm watching the edges. You know, it looked like our tight ends really struggled in the run game. That's just my observation from the sidelines. Inside, we struggled against them up front. We didn't move them around, in my opinion. You know, let me go look. I don't know. I can't see all 11 guys from the sidelines, but it was obvious the line of scrimmage was won by them. They did a hell of a job.
Gary, you might have answered that just now, but I'm going to ask if you can get a little more specific. Yeah. Could you see in the first half what was going wrong? What was holding you back in the red zone?
Well, I'm thinking possession-wise, I'm thinking one possession we had first and goal at the 6. We ran the ball twice, and we had 3rd and 12, I think. So that's, you know, that's as negative as you can be. Another possession, the last possession, I can think of 3 plays we should have made. We should have made a throw, a catch, and maybe even another one. I didn't see the last play. So, you know, I'm thinking 2 out of those 3 possessions, we should make those plays. We don't make them. But, you know, you got to keep playing. You got to keep battling. You know, we had 220-something yards at halftime, and I think we might have had 10 in the third quarter. You know, we did nothing in the third quarter. So, got to play all day and keep going, and no reason why we shouldn't have. And we could have made plays at the end of the game that could have been the difference, too. Got to give them credit, Les. They did a hell of a job.
Coach, you been around here a long time. I don't ever remember a Broncos team being shut out 8 quarters without scoring a touchdown against a team in the division. I assume you don't either. But,
yeah.
I mean, you said earlier in the week that the second game is tougher. But it was. But yeah. What made the difference? What were they doing?
Let me give Jack and them credit. I mean, they did a hell of a job coaching and playing. You know, they did a great job. It's not like we didn't move the ball. We moved the ball. We didn't finish our drives, you know. So I got to go look. I've just said, I think, a couple of reasons why we didn't finish our drives. We got beat on the line of scrimmage. We made a throw and a catch we should have made. I can think of those 2 situations. I can't think of the 3rd one right now. It's kind of I can't remember. I know we're 0-for-3, okay, and I think another time we actually kicked a field goal from the 23. So I got no excuse for you, Woody. You know, they played good. They did a great job. Jack did a great job, and we got to get better. Okay.